Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Growth Matters Radio.
Good morning. Here we are again for another Growth Matters show in lovely Atlanta. It's sunny today, a little chilly. I guess we have to all come to grips with the fact that fall moving into winter is here. I'm really excited to have our guest here this morning. We have Brooke Lucas, and she is the Chief of Staff for State Labor Commissioner Mark Butler. So welcome, Brooke.
Thank you.
Kind of apropos today, before the show, we were talking about that the unemployment numbers at a national level are out today, so it's kind of nice to have someone from the Georgia State Labor Office with us here this morning. So the other reason that we're excited to have Brooke here is because she recently was named to Georgia Trends 40 Under 40 Influential Georgians. So if you haven't seen the Georgia Trend magazine, it's on the newsstands. And quite exciting, Brooke. Talk to me a little bit about that. How did you find out about it, and what was sort of your reaction?
Oh, I was thrilled. Surprised.
Surprised?
Yeah. Some folks in my office nominated me for that, and very honored. There's some great people that they selected this year, so I am honored to be in that class.
Great. So I'm not sure that I know a lot about the award, but what I do know, as you says, it's you have to be nominated, and then it's from various honorees representing really a wide spectrum. My words aren't coming out this morning. Business, government, politics, nonprofit, education, etc. And so then I guess there's a selection committee that ultimately makes the decision.
Right. And it's people from all over the state of Georgia. So
yeah, quite exciting. Yeah. So you had your opportunity to do your photo shoot and all of that. So as I said, all of our listeners, please go out and pick up the magazine and see Brooke and the other people in this year's award category. So you are the Chief of Staff for the State Labor Commissioner. I think he came in 2010. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding you might not have started as his Chief of Staff. Tell us, you know, sort of how you got started at the Department of Labor, and then tell us a little bit about your position.
Sure. My background actually is in economic development. And when Commissioner Butler was elected, he definitely understood the importance of connecting workforce and economic development. That's sort of a natural connection, but sadly, the Department of Economic Development and the Department of Labor didn't really have a lot of connectivity when Commissioner Butler came into office. So he asked me to come over and help try to make some of those connections to better help get folks back to work.
Great. So as Chief of Staff, tell me a little bit about what that means for your average day. Kind of walk us through the types of things that you get involved in.
Yeah, there is no average day at the Department of Labor, but we do a little bit of everything. Everything from working on our finance division to revamping a lot of our IT programs to working on the unemployment benefit program. And then also, of course, the re-employment programs, which is that connectivity with economic development. We have a lot of folks in the field who work every day very hard with Georgia businesses to try to get the word out about why they should use the Department of Labor to get people back to work.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about that, but before we talk about sort of the growth side of things, since we like to focus on how growth matters to individual businesses, but also Georgia as and Atlanta as a location. This morning, coming in, I was hearing that today they announced the national unemployment number. So let's talk about kind of that side of Department of Labor first. So many people may not really be aware of sort of how does that number get generated and a little bit more about that. Can you kind of give us the nickel tour of that so we're a little bit more knowledgeable this morning?
Sure. There's a lot of connectivity in our Georgia Department of Labor and the feds. We report our BLS side, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, so Georgia reports our numbers people that are receiving unemployment benefits up to the feds, and there's a lot of connectivity between those two groups. It is a number of people that are receiving unemployment benefits, so that's folks that have been laid off through no fault of their own and are receiving those benefits until we can help them find another job. So that's where that particular number is generated from.
Okay, and how often do we get that number from Georgia? It's my understanding maybe it hasn't already been released for this month.
Monthly.
Yeah. So we get the national number first, and then we tend to get the Georgia number.
Right.
And listening to the news story as I was coming in, you know, given we don't want to certainly revisit some of the challenges of the government shutdown, but, you know, how does that affect the number? And more specifically, you know, is there a connection that would be important for our listeners to know as it relates to the state of Georgia?
Yeah, absolutely. During that government shutdown, a lot of folks were furloughed or laid off during that period, and it will affect the unemployment rate. Those people were allowed to receive, it was no fault of their own, so they received unemployment benefits during that period. All those folks are back to work now, so there's a chance that it certainly will affect the rate this month.
Okay, but then we'll hopefully bounce back and kind of get that further and further in our rearview mirror.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the other programs and the other things that the Department of Labor does, because, you know, depending on our listeners' purview, this may really be something that they are either not aware of or they're only aware of a very narrow scope of what they do. So talk to us a little bit about that connection with economic development and how it's helping Georgia and Atlanta.
Sure. Well, the Department of Economic Development works actively with a lot of partners to recruit new business and industry to the state of Georgia. They also have an existing industry program where they help assist with companies that are already in Georgia continue to grow. So that's job creation in Georgia. That's their primary focus. Whereas the Department of Labor, we work with a lot of other agencies, including the Governor's Office of Workforce Development, and some other agencies to try to get people back to work. So there's that direct link between creating jobs and getting people back to work. It's a, you know, natural fit. The Department of Labor now, under Commissioner Butler, we have just recently started doing a lot of customized recruitment with these economic development folks. So if a new company comes in, one of the things that we've started really pushing is this customized recruitment with them. So it may not just be people who are on unemployment, but anyone who's interested in going to work for a new company or an expanding company, you know, we can help facilitate that.
So you're getting much more into sort of the proactive, or I don't know, much more into it, but you do things that proactively help the growth of Georgia by not just focusing on the unemployment side, but if I'm looking for a job or I'm trying to make a transition.
Right.
Maybe a lot of people don't know that the Department of Labor can also be a support system for them in that process.
Yeah, and it's really about connecting dots. Also, Georgia's technical college system is very strong. Our university system is very strong. So that's another pipeline of workforce and employees for Georgia businesses. And all of these agencies work together. So you've got economic development and technical college and Department of Labor and workforce development, you know, all sort of working as a big machine together to try to continue to grow jobs and continue to help people find new jobs or better jobs.
So when you were giving us a little bit of how you came to work with Commissioner Butler, you mentioned that you had a background in economic development, and we always like to hear the stories of those that we're talking to on Growth Matters. Talk to us, share with us a little bit about your career path and kind of how you got to where you are today.
Most of the people I know that work in economic development have the same story. Most people didn't know economic development existed when they fell into that job, but it's a great job, and I'm part of that. I had no idea that it was such an active industry in Georgia. I started doing economic development in Macon and worked for the Bibb County Macon Economic Development Group, and those groups are all over the state of Georgia as well, actively working. So we worked to recruit to Macon and Bibb County. Then after that, I went up to work for the Georgia EMC, the Electric Membership Corporation, which is one of Georgia's power companies. And that's an active partner with the Department of Economic Development is Georgia Power and some other folks in recruitment as well. Mm. So
did you sort of, when you got out of college, I think you said you went to Mercer, mm-hmm. you're born and bred here yeah. in the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
And you said that you did not necessarily think of economic development as the area that you were going to go in. So is it fair to say that sort of opportunity met you at different places? Talk to us a little bit about kind of how that has played a role in your career and given you maybe even insights that you might not have had you gone sort of a straight path.
Sure. I guess after college or during college, I thought I wanted to go to law school. And my father had the great idea, and he was absolutely right, that perhaps I should go work for a law firm before I made that commitment. Mm. So I did that for a year and decided, nope, don't want to be a lawyer. But I learned a lot of great things there, and one of the things that law firm worked on was commercial real estate, which fits directly into economic development. A lot of the larger industry, manufacturing, big commercial real estate. So learned a lot of great things there. Worked on a few political campaigns and politics and real estate and growth. It all connects together. So when I went to work in Macon, you have a little of all of those pieces in economic development. So it really was a good fit.
Yeah. I'm curious, Macon's not that far down the road, but obviously a smaller city than Atlanta. As you think about the business climate that you saw in Macon, and then you see the business climate not only in Atlanta, but also, I guess, across the state of Georgia, given your purview. Sort of what are the things that sort of strike you about Atlanta and its business community that as our listeners are thinking about growing their business and maybe even new businesses that might be things that we don't always think about?
Well, Atlanta's definitely in a high growth period right now. I also think that the business community in Atlanta is very well connected to one another and really supports one another. It's just my personal opinion from what I've seen. There's a lot of connectivity between big businesses in Atlanta, small businesses. They really support each other. You see the same thing in a lot of those same businesses getting involved in the arts and community efforts in our city, and definitely something that I'm proud of. So it's a good community for a business to come into, in my opinion. And you see that throughout the state. Macon's the same way. Savannah, Augusta, Columbus. There's a big support system within individual communities and across the state.
Yeah, so we're, it's hard to believe we're in November. Pretty soon it's going to be Thanksgiving, and then before you know it, it'll be New Year's. Mm-hmm. And so as we think about winding down 2013, but thinking ahead to 2014 and beyond, can you share with us a little bit of kind of what you're seeing on the economic development horizon? Is it a feeling that Atlanta is continuing to get stronger, better? Are we concerned given kind of the current economics?
Well, just this week, Governor Deal made an announcement at the Capitol this past Monday. Unveiled that a national publication magazine called Site Selection Magazine, which is a lot of economic developers and consultants and businesses who are growing or interested in growing, relocating, expanding, definitely use this magazine. It's very well respected. And Site Selection Magazine this year named Georgia the number one place in the United States to do business.
Ah.
Yeah. So definitely an accomplishment for the state of Georgia.
And for those that maybe haven't heard that announcement or not really in that, and also from your purview, what are some things that maybe contribute to that? You talked about it's a business-friendly sort of small business. There's a lot of connections. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But what are some of the other factors that go into that?
Well, like I said, strong community, a lot of connectivity, a lot of agencies, people, folks that are at the same time working towards the same goal. It can't be discounted that the governor and Georgia's General Assembly has worked to revamp some laws that affect businesses that have definitely made it an even friendlier environment for business in the last couple of years. But Commissioner Butler and his efforts towards economic development and growth and the same thing's happening in so many agencies. There's a finite goal that everybody knows we're working towards. And I think everybody driving in that same direction is, it's really put Georgia in that number one position.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Washington, D.C. I went to school here, so most of my adult life has been here in Atlanta. And as I talk to people about sort of my journey of being a, you know, in corporate America and then starting my own business, one of the, and a small business at that, one of the things that I always comment on is I have felt that Atlanta is just a very friendly place to start a business, particularly for those people that are in small business. And I, so that's interesting to see that that's echoed. You don't always know, is that just your experience or is that sort of something that's happening from a broader perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what kinds of things is the Department of Labor looking at on the horizon? You said that you're doing a lot of things to help those that are, I don't know if you call that reemployment. And so you mentioned technology and some of those other things. Talk to us a little bit about sort of the future and maybe what we might see differently coming out of this agency over the next couple of years.
Sure. Well, it's definitely been a big undertaking. It's a very large agency, and Commissioner Butler knew there were lots of things that we wanted to improve on. And it's kind of amazing to me that we've been there 3 years now. But we have made tremendous progress, but there's still plenty of work to do. The IT technology component is definitely something we're continuing to improve on. It costs money to do that and time, lots of pieces to that puzzle. But I think in the future, we are definitely moving towards new systems that will be more user-friendly and better at connecting folks who are looking for jobs and businesses who are looking for new employees.
So as chief of staff, I'm sort of taking it back to a little bit to the personal sides of things. What have you had to learn or to develop new skills in that perhaps you didn't even think when you started that this was going to be something you'd have to focus on?
Well, IT was definitely not something I had a background in. So that's been new, but interesting. And there's so much new stuff out there and so many different ways that you can improve with that. It's really impressive, and I've enjoyed that. But it's just choosing, you know, what's best for our agency and best for the folks who utilize our agency, and then finding the money to implement it.
Are there other areas that you've had to sort of grow and flex your own development to be a better chief of staff and to position the department?
Sure. Unemployment and unemployment benefits and unemployment trust funds was not something I imagined I would learned so much about, so that was new for me, but it's been good. There's so many folks at our agency have been tremendously helpful. We've got a lot of good folks that work there, and we work together as a team, and they've really taught me a lot.
Yeah, so what is your team? Do you have people that work for you, or so how large is your staff?
Pretty big. I'd say, you know, senior leadership, we've probably got four or five folks. But we really try to run it, you know, not to sound cheesy, but very much like a family. Everybody has a voice. At least we try to express that and make sure people feel that way because it's the truth. Good ideas can come from anywhere. So, very much an open door policy.
Right. So I'm going to go back to something we started to talk about at the top of the hour, which goes back to this award or this recognition that you've received about being one of the top 40 under 40. So that's, I would imagine, I don't know the people that work at the Department of Labor, but I would imagine that you have people that you must influence in the work for you that have been around slightly longer in their careers. So for our listening audience where they might be in that same situation of being younger, maybe being perceived that they don't have the level of experience, or they're coming in as that young whippersnapper, as my grandmother used to say. What are some of the challenges, if any, have you had in kind of getting secure in that position in something that maybe is a bureaucratic organization where, you know, long-time employees are there?
Yeah, I think it was difficult at first. But I think once folks got to know Commissioner Butler and me and some of the team that he brought in, we look at it as a team. We don't claim that we know every little detail that people who have been in this industry and made a career out of working for the Department of Labor in these related fields. We know we have a lot to learn from them. And I think that once they realize that, you know, and we function as a team, we're absolutely going to listen to people who have more experience than us. I think it's okay now.
Yeah. So what's maybe a lesson that you could share with someone that's listening today and might be in that same experience, but it's not as the transition maybe hasn't been as easy for them? Give them sort of that in-the-moment coaching and some words of wisdom.
To someone who's on the younger side of that equation?
Yeah, that's on the younger side, and maybe it's been a little bit more difficult for them to get the team to embrace them and to have that confidence that you are a team.
Listen first. Mm. Absolutely. You know, let people share their thoughts and their experience with you. There's a lot that you can learn. Be patient. Treat other people the way you would want to be treated.
Yeah. So, a lot of those golden rules that we learn, even in kindergarten and school, they are very apropos.
Basic, but it's true.
Yeah. So, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges that you and your department are going to be facing over the next, if I said 12 to 18 months? What keeps you up at night?
We have a lot of new implementations we're working on, not just IT, but our finance division. They're directly connected. Those are some big projects that we're working on. Commissioner Butler will be up for re-election next year. Confident that he will absolutely be back, but we've got some long-term projects to finish up. And the workforce and the re-employment side, we've got a huge team of folks. Our regional coordinators that are out in the field, they're busy folks that are out talking to businesses. And we are growing that side of the division and trying to do new projects and new things to help folks, businesses, and people looking for jobs.
I would imagine, again, not being in your shoes, but, just in the current environment, in the current climate, helping people understand the good that the government is doing and where they're being effective, the whole how you communicate that and how you really get it across. How you can help others and what you do. So I don't know if that's something that you as chief of staff have to sort of deal with on a daily basis, but how do you get the message out about the things that you are doing so that people can take advantage of that?
We have a great communications department. We try to make sure we're active in our press releases and talking to folks and getting the word out with different things that we're doing. Those regional coordinators that I mentioned, we have 13 of those folks throughout the state, and they are on the ground, active with Georgia businesses and employers, and they've been on the ground now for almost 2 years. Mm. They've made a lot of strides in connecting and letting people know what we've changed and how we're better and listening to them to how other ways we can be better for them.
Yeah. So when we were just chatting before the show started, you mentioned that you're quite the busy lady, so that you're in school.
Yep.
And so how is that being chief of staff and balancing you're getting your MBA, think is what you shared. There are a lot of our listeners are in that situation where they're thinking about an advanced degree, but they're working as they're doing us. So talk to us a little bit about that experience and how you're managing to keep all of that in its right place.
Well, you couldn't survive that without those people in the workplace that are supporting you. Commissioner Butler has been very supportive, and then the folks that work with us, sometimes they have to help me pick up the slack if things get too crazy. And it's the same thing in school. This is a program with folks that are a little bit older, at least, 10 or 15 years in the workplace. So they're all in management positions, and we help each other balance things. But it gets crazy.
Yeah,
just hang on and pray.
What made you want to go back and get your MBA in particular?
I always wanted to go back and get that particular degree. The timing was right. The program was right. So I just sort of jumped in and did it. But I've been impressed with that program and almost surprised at how much transferable information in an MBA program has been helpful even in government work. So,
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear. So also on the personal note, I think you are someone who does volunteer work. You talked about that's one of the other things that's good for Atlanta in general. There's a lot of support for particular causes. What's the focus for you, and how are you giving back to the community?
I've tried to stay active with Big Brothers Big Sisters and also the Girl Scouts, and definitely a big supporter of different programs that help support young women who are growing up and all the challenges that they have. So try to stay active with those.
Yeah, well, we have a connection there. I was a big sister for a number of years. Yeah. I got my little, as they say, when she was six, and helped her through college. And we still are connected. And it's the funniest thing is, and I'm sure you see this, I don't know how long you've been a part of the program, but, you know, now she is older than I was when we were connected. And so that's a lot of fun because I get to tell her, you remember when you thought I was just the old lady? Now you are the older lady. But have you been involved in that program? And how long have you, are you still actively involved?
No, not now. But try to stay active and, you know, support folks in different ways. And there's so many opportunities in Atlanta.
Yeah, so what's next? How do you see you're getting your MBA? As you said, hopefully, you know, the commissioner will be reelected, and there may be opportunity for you to continue to stay there. What's next on the horizon for you?
Not sure. No, we'll see. We've got plenty of work still to do at the department. So.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you this morning, learning a little bit more about how the Department of Labor and the commissioner is really trying to position Atlanta and Georgia, particularly in the area of economic development, since we are very focused on growth, all things growth, as I like to say here. So I'm going to sort of ask you the parting question that I ask all of my guests, and that is, you know, I really believe that reflection and being able to reflect on our experiences can also help us think about what we need to do in the future. And I'd like to give that perspective to our listening audience. So if you, your 20-year self, go back to your 20-year self, and you think about the wisdom and the experiences that you have had today, what would you tell your 20-year-old self in the form of advice?
Probably relax first. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
I was a very uptight college student. it's been a very interesting since that time at 20 years. Keep learning, understand the value of relationships, business and otherwise. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's sometimes things that many of the people that sit in your shoes is that idea of, you know, be focused, but also take time to smell the roses, as my mother would say.
Absolutely.
So we really appreciate you coming in this morning and talking to our listening audience. Got big plans for the weekend or?
Relaxing and some schoolwork.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Those are both important things. So join us next week when we come to you with another edition of Growth Matters. Because let's talk about it. Because
growth matters.